Michael Jackson was already a household name by 1979 when Don't Stop Till You Get Enough became a number one hit. It propelled him to superstar status and earned him a reputation for setting new standards in pop music. Don't Stop Till You Get Enough and the album it came from, Off the Wall, were considered to be among the best dance and pop records of all time. In 1982, Jackson would follow up with Thriller. It became the best-selling album in the history of the recording industry. Behind both albums was producer Quincy Jones, who's worked on dozens of remarkable projects during a career that spans more than 50 years. As a composer, arranger, or producer, Quincy Jones has won 26 Grammy Awards and been nominated for a record 77. He's produced feature movies and television shows and launched record companies, magazines, and other multimedia ventures. Jones's childhood was an unlikely start. He spent part of it growing up on Chicago's rough South Side. Then his father moved the family west to take a job in the Seattle shipyards.
Most of the days, he was gone at 6:30 or 7 o'clock, and so we were left our own devices. We just left Chicago, where we were around gangsters every day, and so we just continued in that mode, and we were, you know, breaking in stores, and this particular day we broke in a recreation center, and after we ate up all the pies, we were roaming around, and I went into an administration room, and I saw in the shadows, I saw a piano there, and I almost closed the door. And then something deep inside me said, open the door again. And I went back into the room and slowly went over to that piano. And I felt the goosebumps and everything. I had touched the piano before, but I never thought of myself being involved in music. And from that day on, thank God that changed my life. That was a crossroads for me.
You found someone with similar ambitions in Seattle, a teenaged Ray Charles.
That's right. I met Ray when I was 14 years old. He was 16. He had come from Florida. He wanted to escape to the father's location from Florida, and Seattle is certainly that. And he had sight until he was 5. So Ray was very generous with me in teaching me how to read music in Braille. We used to spend most of our midnight hours staying up writing arrangements on Dizzy Gillespie songs like Eminem and Bebop and those things.
That's what kills me. You're 13 years old, you're doing arrangements.
I loved it. Just from the very first moment, I understood the concept that four trombones or four trumpets, separately or collectively, something about it just fascinated me, and I knew that's where I wanted to live the rest of my life.
You were a bold kid, too. You wanted to learn to play the trumpet, so when Clark Terry came to town, you went over and said, teach me.
I said, would you please teach me? I had a lot of respect for all the musicians, and it seems like I was around musicians 20 years older than I was all of the musicians I knew, like Bobby Tucker, Billy Eckstein, Basie, Clark Terry. They were all older.
Well, you must have made an impression. You hooked up with Lionel Hampton, and you're touring with him before you can vote, legally drink, or anything else.
Never thought about it like that. And got thrown off of the bus at 15 earlier with Hampton when he offered me a job. I got on the bus not to make any waves so he wouldn't change his mind, and I sat there all day until it was time to go. And his wife, at the last minute, she got on the bus and said, what's that child doing on the bus? He said, he's in the band, Gladys. She said, no, get him off of here. He should be back in school. And we'll talk to him later about being in the band. He's got to go to school first. She was a sweet lady. She was tough.
Tomorrow, Quincy Jones on his first pop hit with singer Leslie Gore.